Hello, la, hi, it's your girl, Mommy Dearest, and we are with...
Kiora Dilemenwe.
And welcome to Thought Digest, where we amplify conversations one thought at a time. Welcome. So today we have a lovely guest. Guys, you know, I called this guest on the last minute and she's still paid.
I said, I'm there. Like, I'm there.
Shout out to people who are there for you.
I'm here for the thoughts.
Come rain or thunder.
This is my family.
She's like, you know what? I'm pretty.
You know what I'm saying? Not the world see it? The world needs to see it. You know what I'm saying?
I love the yellow. What inspired the color for today?
Spring. Has sprung.
Yes.
And that's what we're going for.
Did your mom make this as well?
My mom made this. Oh! By Grace. Shameless flag. Yeah.
Yeah, no. But her mom makes... Girl. You know how I know if her mom made her something? How beautifully it's on
it, here. It'll do, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It sits well, but you also look pretty.
Oh, thank you so
Let
much.
Let me not lie. The gold is sitting nicely.
The
dress is soft.
Spring.
The girl is springing.
Spring.
The girl is glowing. The girl is right.
Spring has sprung. Okay, it's so... Beautiful, baby. We, in the culture of Thought Digest, we start with a life update. So tell us, what's been happening in your life right now?
In my life, it's...
Wait, well, whoa. I'm so bad at this. Before you tell us what's happening in your life, tell us who you are.
Who am I?
For the people who don't know, like, what do you do?
When I'm Christian.
We are done. So where can they find you? Are you going socially? What do you do? Like,
Okay, come on. Valid, let's start right. Let's start with a good foundation. My name is Kiora Dilemenwe. I am an actor. I am a content creator. You know, I'm taking it seriously now. I'm gonna call it a game.
Before, just trending sounds only.
Yes, now I'm like, give an influencer if they want to be influenced, you know, kind of thing. So I do content creation, but beyond that, and above all of that, I'm a child of the Most High
God.
The daughter, okay? Like, my daughter. So I'm really just... here to be a ball of light, ball of energy. My purpose is to listen to people. My purpose is to get... I really just want... I'm a person who wants to lead a community of light. You know what I'm saying? Just, like, I don't know how to explain it. Just
basically thought like this.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, like positivity.
Positivity.
Community.
You know what, like, what growth. Do you need? Do you wanna sweat at the person and to take it out? Sweat the person to take it out. If you need to have a peaceful moment. I'm really in a season of understanding balance. Not everything is like positivity, smiling. Sometimes you need, like, to cry a little bit, to be angry a little bit. Like, I want to lead the human experience to be beautiful. Like, that's the community I wanna build. Just a community of love, laughter, crying, just the human experience, because I feel like we don't allow each other to be anymore.
Human, yes.
Like,
always polished.
And yes, we must educate each other and correct each other here and there, but let's do it with love and then we can take it from there. Yeah.
That's fair. So what's happening in your life right now?
In my life, I am understanding God more. Yes.
That's a beautiful season to be in.
That's one thing that really it's beautiful, Mara. Because I'm like, no, but God, what do you mean? What
you're there, you know, wrestling?
I'm
him.
Wrestling with the world, and then I'm wrestling with the God and for Batista. Other than that, I've been seeing a lot of friends lately. Work-wise, it has, I'm not going to lie, this year has been a bit slow, but it's starting to pick up. And yeah, I've just been experiencing the joy of life right now. I'm not going to cap.
How is the acting industry? Like, we've never had an actor here, so this is a great time to ask. How's, like, the acting space and the industry? I've been so curious because I've always wanted to. You know, my mom signed me up for, like, agencies when I was younger. Nice. Commercial, though. Yeah. You know, ads. Ha ha. Never got an ad. But now I do ads.
Yes. So it finds you.
So it's very, like, weird how like life went around like this. But when I was younger, she signed me up to do like commercial ads and stuff, and I enjoyed going to the calls, like knowing you get calls, but it's like the waiting process and then not getting a call back and then finding the strength to go to another one, and those audition queues be so long and it be hot and they don't even be having chairs all the time for you to sit. So how do you like go through
So within the actor's life, there is the audition season, and then there's the you have a character.
So, yeah.
So this can happen throughout your life. It's not necessarily you do auditions, you get a character, then the your whole life is set life actor. So I'm in the audition process, so I can really speak to the audition process. Wow, what a competitive space. It has, that's why I had to go back to God, because if I start looking at what's going around me, it's not going to work, because then I'm going to start being in my head and compare myself and this and this and that. So that is one thing that has kept me going in terms of the auditions, in terms of the self tapes. There's a lot of opportunity. It's just, I'm going to be honest, for me, it hasn't been pulling through the way I would like it. Like, I get what I know, but God is like, slow your roll. You need to get a little bit of life experience. You need to be pruned. Get a yay. So the acting experience so far has been one of work. Like I feel like I'm doing the groundwork. The season we're in, like holistically as actors, I was speaking to my agent and he said, Shem, it is a bit slow. So
how is it slow? Is it because we are not making enough productions in South Africa? Are we not producing enough? Or are we staying with the same characters and the same people? Like, what's causing it to be slow?
I'm not an expert, but I think it's an amalgamation of a lot of things. Sometimes also, like, your production, your, not production houses, your channels, they're going through negotiations, so they post-production. Sometimes it is, like, the same faces, but like, also this chat of the same faces, like, it's their job. Like,
yes, of course it's going
to
be the same.
It's so hard to say it's the like, same faces.
Yes, because it's like Zendaya's going to get booked because it's Zendaya's
job.
It's her job. And like, she has every right to get booked for other roles as well.
But I do recognize that they are sometimes favoritism. Like, this world has a bit of everything going on. I would say it's an amalgamation.
Yes, I think maybe it's because we don't do much. You know Korean dramas? Korean dramas, they release...
They just like, go, quack.
They release. What do you call about Koreans?
If
they
there's
produce,
a flop, this is not a problem. They just
produce,
take it out.
They
take
produce,
out the story.
They produce, they produce. So you get to see a variety of actors. And even if there's the same faces, it's like three of the same faces. And then the rest of the faces sometimes are new. So it's like that. I think maybe that's why so many people in Korea are like pursuing acting, because the opportunity is there. Well, here we don't have much South African-based productions, and
I would actually love to have like or to see a roundtable discussion with like an actor from Nigeria, an actor from South Africa, an actor from Korea, like how their experiences differ, because we can also maybe find like there's similar things, but there's so many different things. Because right now we are focused on South Africa, which is valid, and Hollywood. Like, there's the only two things we have. So when you say Korean drama, I'm like, I don't really watch Korean drama, but I'd actually like to know, like, from their perspective.
Like, their market is so big. Like, there's whole agencies, like, with thousands of people, like, who drop out of high school to start their acting career out of high school. But like, people go to university to act, like, and study it.
We also do
the
same thing.
Like, and but it's the thing of like you started high school, you signed to an agency in high school.
It was like the rugby in South Africa, like
you are groomed to that role from a very young age. You scouted from a very young age for that role. And so maybe you spend 8 years in training before you even get.
But that means
role.
Also the culture of the country respects and and reveres that career. Because sometimes I look at South Africa and I'm like, Lerata de Ektara Mara, you don't like, sorry, guys, and
like,
love us. Like,
actors are not celebrities like that in this country.
And not to be like, not the, I don't want
to
speak
think
from
we
the
have
celebrities.
Celebrities is like, trust, like, do you think there's somebody besides maybe the Big Brother people, the people who go to Big Brother?
Those are celebrities.
Like,
we have a musician culture. Like, we love musicians. Mm. Like, if your musa keys comes, you're like, Zah! Yeah. Musa keys. Oh, like, if my producer comes, you're like, Zah! You know?
Yeah.
But with actors, we just... I feel like... I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
But I feel like with the acting culture, I feel like it's more like a throwaway. It's like, oh, we don't really... like we like you guys, but, like, we don't
respect
what you do. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not saying, Hore, like, you must come and, like, be like, oh, hell, Kihora, you've done such a good job. But just more like... in our policies, in the government, like, it's the support of money.
There's not there.
I don't wanna.
Like, how actors, you know, retire broke.
That's what I'm trying and to say.
It's because the government does not want to sign the bill to give you guys rights to
that's what I'm your trying thingy. To say.
So you guys don't get royalties from...
Yeah. We don't get royalties, baby. What happens is
you get that day, one check, that and paid. That's your check for life. Guys, I know people.
Netflix, a movie, the production goes here and there. You won't get paid again for your omnibus.
I've seen like a TikTok of someone in America say that like they did this one show back in the day when they were in high school. They appeared like just the one, like they were there for one scene, and they still get the royalties even today. Even if it's descent, they still get the royalties even today.
Yeah.
Like, there are people living off their royalty checks. Yes. And this is not the reality. You get paid. And
it's
people
a
be
one
like,
and gun
what do you
situation.
Do with all that money? But I'm like, no, if you're paying me 100,000 rand once and I have no royalties and it does not accrue, of 100,000 rand in Cyril's economy is not going to last me retirement.
I'm going to have to angle that money in such a way that I survive.
And now you can't even tell people, go look for another job because this is a full-time job as well. And then someone is
full-time
like...
Full-time job, and then you have to put all your emotions into the character. Like, today, about to cry. On the script says, crying, and crying like your mother died. Do you know that cry, yeah, mother died? It's not... It's
from the soul.
It's from your inside. It's and you have to pretend and you have to be believable because there's someone out there whose mom has unfortunately passed away.
And you need to convey that emotion from that person. They need to feel the pain.
You understand?
You may have not even felt before.
They might
in your
get
life.
Relief from your third character. They might finally feel seen. They might because like yes, my mom passed away, but around me there are people who have moms. So like when I'm trying to relate to them, nothing. So that might be the only character that in their life that like she gets me. So I say fella miracle one.
Yo guys. So you're telling me that people who are doing Shaka Ilembe are not getting royalties from that from like the rest of their lives?
Is getting royalties,
That is cruel. Because those people
I'm working towards it.
Put their bread and like they put their backs into it.
Yeah.
That is so crazy. But okay, I'm let me give you it. A short life update. So
talk to me.
My life, school.
Honors, man.
And guys, I'm really trying to get this honors because I want to be like degreed and honored, you know? Degreed and honored.
Yes.
I want to be degreed, honored, and honestly, it would make my next year better. And then I can, I feel like if I can just get through these last 2 months. So, because I write my final exams on the, by the month end of October, I'll be done. So these are the last 2 months of this torturous.
You have to give it your all.
Yes, I have to give it everything of me because if I give it everything of me now, then life can have everything of me later.
Later, wow.
So then I can be more available for friends. I can be more available for family. I can be more available for chesties because I just need to get past this 2 months in order to open up life for everything else.
I hear you.
Every other facet of my life.
Stones.
It's a stepping stone. And it's a stepping stone with a check. With a consistent check.
Yay.
You know, like the fluctuations of the industry is not nice. Mm. I love consistent money. So it's a consistent check, meaning better content, meaning better opportunity. Meaning
you're free.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm free.
Financial freedom is a necessary thing.
It's very necessary. It's very necessary for your mental health, for how you show up around people.
Yeah.
Because sometimes your ability to show up financially for people also helps the communities around you and yourself. Mm. So I can't wait to be financially free. So I need to lock in these last 2 months in order to get to that end result. I want to come and sit with you on this couch.
Yeah.
Got it 12th of November, guys. I want to tell you something.
Yeah.
I have my PGDA.
Yes!
My post-grad in accounting science. I want to utter that in with my mouth. And you will.
Isn't
Lord,
you want to?
From my mouth.
You will.
To your ears, Lord. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I proclaim it and I declare it and I speak it into existence.
Justice, please pray for my girl. Please pray.
Y'all, please pray for me and please support me. Like, if things aren't as consistent, just understand it's just these 2 months. Yeah. And that's like basically the bulk of my life update, just these 2 months. But I do have like a support system at home. So I have my dad, my mom, my partner, my friends. I do have like a support system that's just like, okay, we understand you now and we're going to show up for you now. And we may have to show up more than you show up for us, but we get it until you finish the season. And then yeah, so I can't wait. So that's my life update. Skolo, 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 skolo. But we will figure things out. So let's get into today's topic. So today's topic, it's spring. So spring, we said it's the season of renewal. And today's topic is seeding. I think it's planting seeds. Is it planting seeds?
Planting seeds.
Wait, let me...
Let's confirm
the PDF file quick, fast in a hurry. Planting seeds. It is planting seeds. So for the Girl Check segment, I don't really have a title. The episode, the entire episode is planting seeds. So Girl Check, planting seed, long topic, planting seeds. But for Girl Check, it's a lighter version of planting seeds. So we'll go into what seed would you plant if you could guarantee it grows into anything you want?
What seed would you plant?
If you could say, I'm sure I want this to grow into anything I want.
It would have to be the acting gig.
Okay.
As much as these difficulties with the acting world, it is what the Lord said I must go to. And yeah, if it can become anything, and not just like acting here, just like acting with travel. Like specifically that, like I act here, I go Congo, Gaga, actor, go Nigeria, actor, go Hollywood,
yeah, I feel like
I wanna just
like all over the world, just all over the globe,
portray, yeah,
different we'll characters speaking to different things.
Yes,
oh, that's a nice seed to plant. Yeah. What seed would I plant if I knew it would grow into anything? For me, it's I think I'm I don't even know how to describe it, but I would want to plant the seed that gets me to the place where Bonang is.
Bonza!
Mpumili Twaba is.
Yes.
And beyond.
Yeah.
Like, plant the seed.
But I feel like you're already doing that, though.
Yeah, but
your
now.
Your mentality is giving that.
I wanted to grow into that. Yeah. Like, I want to flourish into a respectable and a powerful businesswoman in the creative industry, in this industry specifically, because this is where I thrive, you know? And I think, so I was speaking at UJ. Oh, that should have been a life update. I was speaking at, I was invited to speak by my university for Women's Month for a function. Nice. It was a private function, an intimate function, right? And when I went up there and I started speaking, like to the girls as like one of the speakers and everything, I realized I have a passion to motivate.
Yes.
I have the passion to encourage you know, and inspire. Like I have a passion for that, and that would explain Thought Digest. That would explain why I'm here, because that's what I have passion for: to encourage, to inspire with my life, to spread light. And I loved being there and speaking and breathing life into all the beautiful ladies there, telling them, because I think we're speaking about reimagining your future.
Nice.
And it was like how you can, like how to overcome the ceilings and the boxes that people put you in, the ceilings that they place on your life, that you cannot become more than this. How do you reimagine a future that is different from your reality? You know, and how I did that for myself. And I enjoyed speaking to that and conversating about that. I'm like, oh my God, I'd love to do this on a bigger stage, on a world platform.
Nice.
You know, I'd love to do this on a world platform. And so if I could plant a seed I want to grow, is one day to stand and speak to a room of 1,000 women.
Yes, 10,000, what are you going to say?
Inspire, encourage, and share love. That's the seed I would plant to grow. And then, okay.
We approve. We see it happening.
In the name of Jesus.
We will be there even.
In the name of Jesus.
Front row center.
In the name of Jesus.
The justice and I.
Okay, so then that brings me to the next question. Where's this question? Okay. What's a seed you regret not planting earlier in life? Name seeds.
Regrets.
Name seeds you regret
like not planting. Like many, many.
Yeah, like any seed that you regret not planting earlier on in life.
The problem is I'm... No, important answer first. I have to think now.
For me, what seed do I regret not planting earlier on in life? That's an interesting question. I never thought I would have to answer Wabon? This. Like,
Wabon? It's a tough one, this one.
Let me think. To be fair,
yeah,
I think I've never not been the one to not plant seeds.
Yes. So what if we say the seeds you've planted, but then you took back the plant? You understand? Mm. You took back the seed.
I was like, let me plant, and then I took it
back. Because that's one thing I kind of, my regrets is starting YouTube and then saying, I got it. Oh, I would be so far that way.
You would be so far.
That's you a regret, would, though. You would, I'm not gonna lie.
But then it's a thing of, like, you're still alive.
That's a problem. I've also seen that, like, also everything happens for a reason. So, my regrets are not deep-rooted regrets. It's more like, I wish I did that.
I just wish.
Yeah, because I can see that had a purpose in my life. Ish. And even letting go of it had a purpose in my life. Because I might have also overshared because I was an oversharer at that time.
Mm.
So, it might have also safeguarded me. So, I can see the yin and the yang in the situation.
Like the
That's
good
why
and
I don't feel regretful.
It's like a deep-rooted regret. Mm. But if you have any reservation for it, it's a seed you can still plant.
Yeah.
I feel like there's no seed that is... The only seeds left unplanted are the ones that you did not plant before you died.
Hey, rara morere.
Inspire growth.
Hey, kiwa inspire one grow, a grow.
Like, I feel like those are the only seeds that are left unplanted.
It's all this time. Maybe that, and also not seeing myself like as worthy on time. Because I think I'm only starting to see my value in life this year. Like, I could see, like, I bring joy, but I always minimized everything that I did. I made it smaller. But now this year has just been such a breath of fresh air because, like, I get when you also connect to God, God shows you how he sees you. So now I'm really seeing the value that I bring to a space as much as, like, because I used to take whatever people brought to me as valuable and then kind of minimize myself.
Yourself, limit yourself to
and
that.
Now I can see, Hore,
there's more to you.
We're working together.
Yeah.
Like, I'm bringing value, you're bringing value. Mm. So that has helped with, I think that mindset of seeing my value has helped me with, like, negotiating deals, has helped me with relationships with my friendships, so relationships with my relationships. That kind of deal. So it has, it. I wish I did a little bit sooner so that I could, I don't want to say skip that whole minimizing phase because now that I know it, I'm never going back. Mm-hmm. I'm never going back. But definitely if I did at least a little bit sooner, I could have, I guess, because you also don't know how life goes, but I think I could have like avoided a lot
of things.
Things.
I feel like I experience the same thing with you. Like, I don't see my worth, like, in a space. Like, it's a thing of, like, I feel like everybody else is more important than me. Everybody else's role is more important than me. And I realized that when I was having a conversation with this other amazing lady that I met at the speaking engagement, right? So I was going to her and I was like, oh, my God, I have, like... I want to do this and I have this in mind and everything and everything and everything. And she's like, you know, why aren't you advocating for you? I actually want you. I want to speak about you. And I felt so uncomfortable speaking about me. I'm talking about the collective and then you want, and then she's like, I've noticed this from like seeing the way you move and seeing things. Like I only like you minimize your impact and you minimize your value and you put people at a higher value mm-hmm. than you are. Mm-hmm. Like everybody's valuable, but you dim your own light to accommodate people. Mm-hmm. You are scared to sing your own like praises, really, like praises worth praising, accomplishments worth mentioning, because you want to accommodate bigger collective.
And then we do that thing, we minimize ourselves, and then when we see another person minimize us, we complain, we're like, why asambon? Mara
hotiboni. That's real. That is so real. But now I have a question as to what is a seed that you should uproot and you haven't uprooted? What's something you need to weed out?
That I need to root out.
Like weed out. Like something that you like uproot. Because now we've spoken about
stubbornness.
That stubbornness. Mm.
Yeah. And I was stubborn and impatient.
On everything.
Here now. I need my way or the highway. And I'm saying that I need to, I think God is working in me by trying to get it out, but I'm the one that's saying, like, I give it to him and then I take it back. I'm like, no, but I want the power again. So that controlling stubbornness, impatient energy, really, like, when I can just release it, like, daily, you know, weekly, I think it will do wonders for me.
That's what you need to weed out.
When?
I think for me, what I need to weed out is, you know, I'm only able to be open and honest in certain relationships.
Real?
Like there are like some relationships I can be very open, honest, communicate openly, direct, nice. Like no fear, no nothing. Nice. But there's relationships where I struggle to be open and honest.
Are these the relationships where you minimize yourself?
It's the same relationship, so I minimize myself. And I guess maybe that's why. Because in romantic relationships, I know my worth and my value.
Hey!
So I'm able to communicate openly and honestly when I'm, like, feeling a type of way. Like, I'm able to be like, mm-mm. But in friendships or in work relationships, I struggle. I don't see my value. So it's like, oh, my God, if I'm too open and I'm too honest, I'm scared.
You're going to flee.
Yes, I'm scared to lose the person. And I'm like, yeah. And for me, I'm not scared to lose a man. So I can be open and honest in romantic. Like, I can be open and honest in romantic relationship. Yeah. But I'm scared to lose a friend. Mm-hmm. I'm scared to lose a partner. Like, I'm scared to lose a deal. I'm scared to lose a client. I'm scared to lose. Those are the things I'm scared to lose. So those are the things where, those are the areas in my life where it's very difficult for me to appear as strong, the strong woman that I am. Mm. So I think I need to uproot the fear of losing.
Like being abandoned?
Like the fear of like losing something. I need to uproot that fear, because then I'm going back to not living authentically in that space. Pretender. In that space and in that environment. Mm. So I feel like that's a seed like I would need to uproot. And then a seed that I planted and took away, I don't think there's any seed I took away. Maybe there's a seed I've left unwatered.
Yay. It's dry.
It's dry.
It's suffering.
It's very suffering. It's also my YouTube channel. My own personal brand, actually. Not even my YouTube channel. Like, I've tied myself so much to the podcast and the brand to the point that most of my posts and most, someone was like, oh my God, Mpo, we haven't seen you in a while. And then they're like, if you want to see her, you must go to Thought Digest.
Which and is, the thing is online, but like, they'll say things directly. So like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
They will tell you as it is. And so they're like, yeah, no, the reason why I remember go FIP is because I go FIP. If you want to see her,
for you.
If you want to
Digest.
Yes, if you want to see her, go to Thought Digest. And I think I took away, even with the conversation I was having with the person, I took away, I lost my self-identity as a creator. And I attached myself so much to, like, I'm, because it's my baby, I became it. Mm. And there's nothing wrong with being a part of it, but I need to also stand on my own. On my own, you know, like, I'm a part of this, and it's a full bigger cause, and I love it, and I love being a part of this team, and I love being a part of this, but I need to also stand as a brand, as a person, you know?
And I think it could also be beneficial the more you stand.
It could benefit. Like, it waters, yes.
It all waters each other.
It's synergy.
It's also the same realm. It's not like when you stand on your own, it takes away from anyone.
Yes.
Or anyone. It's just like... Like
it pauses, it translates into everything.
Yeah, because the more you like stifle yourself as Moto, then maybe you're coming here and you're feeling a little bit more stifled.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So the freer you are, the freer maybe you can also be here. No, you know, maybe.
Yeah, so
I can expect.
I can expect. But yeah, so I guess that's the seed I've left unwatered. So I'm trying to water the seed of my seeds again. I'm trying to water my brand again, and I'm in the journey of doing that. So you guys stay on the lookout, Jesties. Like, be here. But like, I think we can go into the game. Okay. Unless there's a seed you've left unwatered, do you wanna unpack?
Unwatered.
You've watered those that are there. Are watered.
Financially, I need to bring back the water, the discipline, the everything. But I need to
come back.
I need to come back and restructure. Looking at the finances and being like, and how can I solve it?
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, so you guys can tell us, what are the seeds you have not planted? What are the seeds you wish you planted? What are the seeds you are uprooting? What are the seeds that are left unwatered? Give it to us like this. Let us know. Okay, so now we can go into our game. So the game is, what is it? Oh my God, what's the name of this game? Wait, let me scroll all the way down. This document is very long. Okay, it's called Plant or Toss. So would you plant this or would you toss it out?
Okay.
And it's based on habits. It's a game of habits. Okay. So journaling every day for 10 minutes. Plant or toss?
Planted.
Journal. Okay. Do you journal?
I do journal. I do devotion. I just don't do it as consistently as I'd like to. And that 10 minutes, I think, can help because it's...
You grow.
Yeah.
10
it's
minutes.
Incremental. Mm. Why not? It's better because then I think sometimes when I'm journaling, I'm thinking, oh, it's going to take so long and I've got naughty feelings and I might cry. So rather, let's do it tomorrow. So I do journal.
Okay. Answer your question. Okay. I struggle. Like, we have a newsletter, and every time Ruby's like, give me your post, because our newsletters is basically journals published. Yes. And I struggle to sit down and be like, okay, let's unpack how I'm feeling. Like, it's very difficult for me to sit down with my emotions.
Really?
Yeah. It's crazy, ne?
Yeah.
I can speak on my emotions, but I don't think speaking about them equates to speaking to myself about them.
Why don't you voice note them?
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe I should do audio journals.
Yeah, audio journaling.
And it's be like,
many
okay,
ways to journal.
This is how I feel. Yeah, audio journaling. Oh, that's smart. Okay, checking your ex's social media just to see what they're up to. Are we planting it or tossing it? Oh, my sister.
Once I hear it, doesn't hurt. Plant it.
So,
you know?
No.
No?
Once
an annual retreat.
Annual, like, just
say, baba.
Are you still alive?
Pila, baba.
Are you still alive?
All right.
Usapila. Uyachola manje.
Uchola
nobody. Gyamazi. What's going on?
Okay. Yeah, check quickly. Like, you want to check over la. Get over it.
Check quickly.
Oh, still has its teeth
sharp. But why are you checking? Why are you checking?
But
why?
I think it's just I have a sense of curiosity, and it's mostly when I'm bored. And it's
That's
not
true.
Genuinely like I have to put this disclaimer so people don't feel themselves in this world. It's not an hour long situation. Mm. It's more like a one. Yeah. But also, like, for me, exes are also, they were your friends.
That's true.
Do you check on your old friends' posts sometimes?
You do.
Yes, you do. Like, they're, like, beyond the whole love aspect and, like, oh, wow, anafua maka, anachita, and all those things. Beyond all of that nonsense.
This was your confidant.
This was your friend. Yeah. Like.
So you're just like, are you still alive, bro?
Massive. Next. Wena? You said no.
No, tossing it still. Like, mm-hmm. It doesn't mean, just because I'm saying I'm tossing, ooh, it doesn't mean I've tossed it. You need to toss. I would advise to toss it.
Oh, the other key.
I would advise to toss it.
Yeah, if you're not over the person, I think you should
toss it.
No,
if you're not over, toss it.
Yeah, toss it. Because you would trigger
our. Like, if this is your...
Wow, wow. Walla, war way, sa.
You, and Ubanori, Ujola Limutom Tsibang.
Don't do that to yourself, darling.
Yeah, just toss it.
Work on it and toss it.
Okay, drinking 2 liters of water daily.
Sure. This one. I'd like to say planted because maybe it's the right thing to say, but it's just so hard.
It's so hard to drink water.
Like, maybe your summer it's easier, but it's so hard. Like, the only time I really felt like I was drinking water consistently was when I was taking creatine, because there, if you don't drink water, you will, your liver, your kidneys, they will suffer dry. Mm. So, but I can't say toss it, so plant it. Planted. I can't say toss it because.
But you struggle.
It's goodness, but I struggle, yeah.
Okay. When I? Nangi to plant it, but I don't think I've gotten to 2 liters, but I drink good enough.
At least one.
Like, 1.2. Like 1 liter, 1.2. Mm. Hopefully one day it'll be 2. Okay, ghosting people instead of communicating. This is difficult because I'm a ghoster.
Oh.
But we're tossing it.
Okay.
We're tossing it.
Ra-lata.
We're tossing
Ra-lata
it.
Ra-lata.
Communicate.
Yes.
Mm.
No, now I believe you must plan that thing. If you don't want to talk to that person, every 1, 2, 3, I give a atle.
Mm.
But why? I give a atle. Even if the communication is straightforward, and it also depends. No?
On?
And like how deep that relationship is. Okay. Like if I met you last week, like I don't have to give you a long explanation as to why I don't want. Like I'm feeling horror off. Why? But then no, I off. Okay. That's enough to say. That's enough communication.
Yeah, that's fair. Mm. Okay, so keep planting it.
Really?
Making your bed every morning.
Plant it.
Plant it.
Plant it. Plant it.
Spending more than 2 hours scrolling on TikTok before bed.
Toss it.
Toss.
Not that eating.
Toss. Attention span, Yona. Mental health, Yona. Like, I don't think people understand the mental impact of scrolling. But South Africa's happiness index is decreasing. Like, we are less happy as a nation.
But and then we are in the comments.
But I think it translates to the whole world. Since the influx of social media and everything, it's inevitable to be unhappy. Because before, all you knew about the economy was the people around you. Mm. So middle class, everybody was middle class. Poor, all of us, record lokshin. And life was happy that way. Mm. No, one of us told, oh, who are the Bentley? Who are the Benzi? Who are the Louis Vuitton? And that's your effort. Guys, my friend says that... grocery hauls, like unboxings, like grocery unboxings are an indicator of the economy.
Yeah.
Why economic is buying indicator. Groceries a luxury? Like, why is it seen as something that we...
No, those girls also buy, hey? They also buy, hey? Like, wow. Like, what Rekha says, like... Hi, bro. Hi, bro. Even like cheek in the other. Wow. Like cheek and bleach. Wow.
I remember I did, like, I think I remember, like, my views are not, like, doing well. I was like, let me do, like, a grocery unboxing. And that video went up. It went up. And I was like, why do people find this so interesting? I never understood why people found grocery unboxings interesting. Or cleaning videos interesting.
Yeah.
Cleaning, but no, just to ease my mental health. No, you're seeing someone clean a house, you can't leave.
I kind of like it. Cause who clean? It's a transformation. It's basically like
clean my space.
Yeah,
I'm not allowed clean it through your house.
But at this point, I'm not gonna cap. At this point, I can also just watch anything. I'm watching like cat TikToks. It's bad. Like doom scrolling. I don't even think it's bad because of like the competitiveness of it. Like you look at other people, you look down on them, that kind of chat. But I think it's also very dangerous because you come into a space where you're also not living your life. Because your goals need to be what? Watered and planted and all those things. Marawena, 2 hours per day. Umofonu. And don't think I'm preaching to the choir. Like, I'm also preaching to myself.
That's real.
Like, I had to be like, so this real. Is getting out of hand.
I can't even shower without, like, guys. I may not even be interested in the TikTok.
Mm.
But I just put TikTok on auto scroll just to shout. It's like white noise. It's like the white noise. And I'm just like, yeah, it ain't right.
And you don't know how to be bored anymore. And
that's what I'm saying.
The work that you need to do in life, you kind of need to be bored when you're doing it. Like, that's true. As much as I'm working my purpose, there's a little bit of boredom in life of doing stuff.
That is so true. Yeah. Okay, so I'll do the last one, which is... Oh, saying yes to every opportunity, even when you're exhausted.
Tough one. What if you need the money? Tough. Ooh. I want to say trust it for the mental awareness kind of vibe. Because burnout. Operating from a place of burnout. Because you can even take that opportunity, do the thing. And then someone is like, this is not the work because you're operating from a constrained, tired place. So it might work counterintuitively. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just like a bit of both.
I'm also like, imagine
you need the bag though. Like, yeah. The stomach doesn't care. The bills don't care about your exhaustion. Yes. But I'm just like, but is it worth your life?
That's what I'm saying. And do we now think that things are not going to work out because you stop? Like, God works. Yes, God works with when you work your faith. But do we think that we are also in control of our lives like that?
Okay, that's fair.
Like,
so
God doesn't have us.
Like, yeah. Yet. I'm in the middle.
Yeah. But I think toss it.
Yeah. I think toss it too. Okay, so now we can go into our long topic.
Long topic.
He's still planting seeds, but it's a longer version of planting seeds. Yes. Okay, let's go into it. Okay, where's this long topic? How can I open
this? But I'm really enjoying this conversation. I think the long topic must be the longest topic now because I'm inside the seat.
Okay. Now I have a question.
Yeah.
Have you ever had to start small and trust the process?
Right now.
Okay.
I'm starting so small, so minusculely. Mm-hmm. Going back to the basics, I told you earlier that I was starting again with content creation.
Yes.
I've had opportunities come to me, and in my mind, my pride is saying, no, but you're worth more, this and that. But like, I'm thinking... But I just kind of, like, if they're a good brand, of course, like the brands that I'm working with. So, like, just take the opportunity, like, practice. Like, this is your chance to, like, start small, work with what you have, and, like, learn negotiations, learn contracts, learn just, like, building relationships. Mm,
soft skills.
I'm there right now. Mm. Yeah.
And then, I have a follow-up question for this.
Yeah.
How are you coping with, like, starting small and trusting the process? Like, you're saying it theoretically, but how do you feel? Like,
I feel like it's a lot because you see yourself somewhere. Mm. And again, that patience comes into play where it takes a toll on me. Because I just want to be there. Mm. You know what I'm saying? But I'm learning that in as much as that version of me is great, even this version of me is great. Mm. So the version I see is great and the version I am is great, even if she is a work in progress. It's heavy because you also have to maintain that big image that you have because you can't make your dreams small just because
right now
you know what I'm saying?
You're still at the beginning.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Mm. So like it's heavy kind of living in two realities.
Mm. The reality of who you are, which is where you could be.
Yes.
And the reality of where you are.
Yes. Mm. So but the Lord is helping us. We are running.
We will push.
You understand? How does it feel?
Somebody asked me that question saying that, like, they wanting to start content and they are still getting like 100 likes, this likes, like how, like where does the motivation come to carry on creating even though you're not getting the engagement you want? Mm. And then for me, I've never, like, I don't get, like, content creation is like this. There are seasons where, like, you peak and your engagement is high and everything is high. Then there's seasons where kutulile. So I can only relate to the tulile seasons because I don't really know how it feels to start for content creation. Because my start was up.
Big.
Yeah, my start was big. I was there. Like, I started with high engagement, yes, with high views, with high things. Yeah. So I don't know how to, even with Thought Digest, I thought this was going to be the thing where we will grow slowly. Mm. But the first episode is sitting on, like, almost 100,000 views. So, like, I don't know how to like, yeah. But I do know dips. I do understand dips where, like, okay, I normally get 20,000 likes, but now I'm getting 5,000 likes. And it feels very discouraging because I'm so used to 20,000 likes. So to how I answered this question for this person, I was like, for what reason are you creating this content? For what reason are you picking up your camera every day and doing this?
And I
is
found
it to be affirmed by people?
Yeah.
Or is it your way of expression? Who is the art for?
Yeah.
And yeah, that's the one.
That was a question. I think I've also found the joy is in the creation more than the validation.
Like, who is the art for? Yeah. Like who is it for? Like, for me, fun. Like, yeah, it's your art.
It's yours. Mm.
Even if there's like 10 people who appreciate the art, it's your art.
Yeah.
And you're gonna try and create art to please people and not one that truly expresses who you are. Mm. You wanna do videos and TikToks. There's an easy formula for likes and views. It's very easy. Be controversial, have the hot takes, be the thing. It's a very, like, easy path to high
engagement. But the question is, do you feel like outside, because then you're saying you started off with high engagement in your content creator journey. What about, like, other areas in your life? Do you feel like every area in your life has just started with a boom?
I think that's where, yes, I am favored. I am blessed and highly favored. I will not take that away from me. My life is a living testimony. God has been very much there. I don't know what it
and
is.
You're rolling with him. That's what I like. I like the favored that move with their favor.
Yeah, I'm just there, like,
how tiki ore. No, God, but what if God, no, watama.
Like, my God, life, I'm going with you. Is challenging in other aspects of it. Yeah. Like, when it comes to what I like. You know, I always say, like, my mom even says it to me. She's like, she will never worry for me about me because whatever I touch is blessed. There is nothing that I have not touched or I have not done that has not been blessed. Like, everything I do succeeds. I do not know what is not to succeed, especially career-wise, because God moves into the room before I move into it. And that's just the way my life has been. And that's my story in that aspect. I struggle in other aspects. My life is not lavish. Sadly, the aspects I struggle with are not as public unless you are JSD.
Yes, you know.
And that's the reality of things. So people have this wrong assumption. Would see, when everything has always come
this works
easy
for you.
And I'm just like,
but there's no way that can be a thing, guys. She's a human being.
Yeah,
we are all human beings.
Yeah, aspects of life where, like, I put in the hard work, and for me, luckily, the reward matches the work I put in terms of, like, career success.
Yes, because when
I think about it, my YouTube succeeded. Like, I had, 10,000 subscribers in 2 weeks of starting my YouTube. Mm. Like, Thought Digest.
You're on the ball.
Pushed. Like, everything. Instagram pushed. School pushed. Like, even though I've had the setback, I'm still pushing. Like, many people failed but didn't have the opportunity to come back. And I'm just like, even in everything, like, even in the diversions, like, yes, I wanted to be a medical doctor, but now I'm an accountant. But God had a reason for that, because if I was
you
a medical...
You wanted to be a doctor?
Yes.
You wanted to cut us open?
Yes, I did.
Wow.
But funny enough, if God had put me in that path, I would not be sitting here
because
today.
Because you wouldn't have time. If you're studying the
besides
doctor thing...
the time, like, I met the people who are the reason, like, who put me into the space and introduced me to the space because of the university I went to. And because of the course I studied. So God's timing is always perfect. Mm. So it's a thing of, like, even in the roundabout.
Ra-arrive.
So maybe it's hard to give advice on, like, thingy. But I can give advice on, I do understand the not getting the engagement you like. Not getting the likes you want. Not getting, like, it's not nice.
And it's also, like, such a, because it's also so random. And it's, like, such a thought-provoking thing. Because, like, I was doing well why we at 100k go TikTok or my next video get 200. TikTok or emotions suck. Sometimes it's also so random when they decide.
You're not going to be relevant for us now.
Yeah.
It's a hard thing to navigate. But it's like a thing of like, I've been in this industry long enough to understand that compromising who you are to get that engagement is not worth it. Because I have compromised who I am to pick up my engagement again. And it works every time. That's what I'm saying. There's an easy formula. It works every time. But it's not... like, guys, let me jala. Let me do public relationship.
South Africa.
So I'm just like, you know, but I'm just like, that's not so. I you always have to come back on what this is art you're creating.
It
who
is
the art for?
Yeah.
And what purpose you wanted to serve. And that's how I keep the seeds going. Okay, now it's like, have you ever planted into the wrong relationship or friendship, and what did you learn from it?
Girl, what that thing? She was my tea.
Pour the tea.
Have you ever? Yes, I have.
And how do you know you've planted into the wrong thing? It's failure?
It's not. So sometimes it's failure, in the relationship, but like halfway into some things you can tell.
Or nah.
That's.
I shouldn't be watering here.
Manana. There's some mindset you just like, oh, is it just that I'm not like open enough? And then you now question yourself. But like sometimes you go into your prayer room and your little room and you're just like, God just says, no, that's not a friend. They did that to you. Or like therapy, if you go to therapy and your therapist goes, which happened to me. My therapist went, and I said, but. So there's sometimes you make excuses for a person that didn't ask for them. Yeah. But the pilela, and they like, you know, and it's not to say when you plant seeds into the wrong relationship, friendship, all those things, that person is
a bad person.
You know what I'm saying? It's not to say hore. No, it's actually to say that hale jail, hale getani. So you realize when you just don't get the person, you're just trying. Sometimes you're trying too hard to get a person. Like this also translates into relationships. Like you want to get this person, like what I'm understand that, but you don't get it, baby. Yeah, that's how I kind of pick up.
And then what did you learn from those situations?
From planting the wrong seeds.
Planting seeds in the wrong people.
That I need to really consult with God as soon as I can more. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, I can say all personalities. Oh, I can draw. Yeah, and their personalities are great. It's more like, are they for you in this season and in this time? Yeah, okay. So like I just need to consult God more on time. Wena?
Ah, man, of course I've planted seeds into the wrong places. I think, what would I say they've taught me? Hey, I'm still yet to learn.
We're still yet to learn.
Like, there's this one place where I planted the wrong seed. Yeah. And I can say, no. Funny enough is, some things, they happen, they bad, but it's like they lead you to the right place. So I wouldn't necessarily call it, I learned a lesson. It's just that God used that for redirection and pivoting. Mm-hmm. I don't know what lesson I was meant to learn, but I see how God used that for redirection and pivoting.
The nice thing about life is that, like, one of the plants what are the seeds? Analogy. I only learned 4 years after. Why?
Ish.
4 years.
Ish. So, ish.
Hosha apagir.
Okay, we already know the answer to what are the career and thingy seeds you're planting. We already know. How do you stay motivated during grind season when it feels like nothing is happening?
How do I stay motivated?
Especially for you in your industry. It's like, this episode was perfect for you.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
Inkara, it causes me to reflect on myself because I'm like, how do I do it?
How do you stay motivated and keep grinding?
I think the support system thing helps so much. Mm. Like having parents and friends who get where I'm at helps me, because when I'm down, I don't have to pretend that things are okay. Like, I can really be vulnerable with them and be like, oh, yeah. I can get it. Like, I'm trying to go there, it's not happening. I'm trying to go there, it's not happening. And they can really, like, help fill my cup, because I can get a little bit panicky sometimes. Mm. But I have people in my space that, like, I trust enough to hold my heart and hold my panic and just hold my brain and give me a different perspective. Mm. God is always going to be the answer. Guys, I can talk about the Lord every day, all day. So really seeing that there's a bigger purpose, seeing that I'm walking from a place of victory, that really helps a ton. Because then I don't get into this spiral of, because I used to have that spiral of like, oh, is this purposeful? Is this that? Is this that? Like, then your mind gets scattered, because your mind is just a tool. So, like, it can go anywhere you take it to. So to curb that, I focus more on my, or I'm trying to focus more on my heart posture and my where my spirit is led, because spirit is bigger than mind. It's bigger than body. It's bigger than the world. It's bigger than we actually think it. It's bigger than we can ever fathom. Mm. That, like, I just try and trust in that beyond anything and everything.
And then that's what keeps you in your grind.
That does also keeps me in my grind. What else? I think also trying to set myself up in my good times. I've seen that I've also tried to set myself up for success. Knowing Hore, because guys, we know Hore, it's gonna go down one day, you know what I'm saying? So, trying in the moments when things are up to build something else, you know what I'm saying? Like,
give soft landing,
yes. So, because like I have a marketing company that I'm starting out because things are good, I know things are gonna say. So, rather, like, also have people that I'm servicing on the side. So when the season is not so great in the influencing space or the content creation space or the acting space, presenting space, then I can look towards the business, because I do have business acumen. So, I just try to set myself up, try really, really lean in the Lord and lean on my support system. Mm. What do you do?
I hope for a better tomorrow.
Hope for the better tomorrow.
That's what keeps me grinding. I'm just like, hey, today unzima. I'm just hoping for a better tomorrow. Mm. And that's how I keep moving. So academically, hope for a better tomorrow. Content creation wise, hoping for a better tomorrow. Personal relationships, hoping for a better tomorrow.
September.
I think hope is what keeps me grinding. Hope. Like, I think loss of hope is loss of life. If you stop dreaming, then you stop living. So I keep dreaming and I keep hoping.
And you are the dreamer.
And that's how I keep living.
I like that.
So that's how I keep
I'm going to take that. How about put the next time we go to podcast, go to interview, get hoping.
Don't take it lightly. Because I feel like that. Those who choose to end their lives are those who have lost hope. Like, it's the only explanation. You do not have hope donker. Yes, for Stark. A better tomorrow. You don't have wish, you don't have dreams, you don't have for a better tomorrow. And and that's what leads to depression. So hope for a better tomorrow. That's how you keep dreaming and that's how you keep grinding. Okay. If you could, where's this thing? What advice would you give for someone who feels like their hard work is not growing?
Their hard work is not growing. Mm-hmm. And is this someone who is, they've planted something that they're supposed to be doing, or something that they just, like, are they working in their purpose or they just?
We don't know.
You don't know.
They planted, they are watering, they are fertilizing, but this plant is not growing.
I think it sounds so counterintuitive, but like rest. Can I say rest?
You can say rest.
Because sometimes the way We're planting, we're working, hustle, hustle hard, and you're going in the wrong direction fast. And that's maybe why it's not growing. Like, you know what, maybe. So,
take a step back.
You're just, yeah, take a step back, rest a bit, resting knowing that you're still okay, because also, like, resting, I don't know, and it's coming from, I used to do this way. Resting felt like truly resting, like, oh, God is gonna forget about me. People are gonna forget about me. I'm not gonna, like if I don't hustle and I don't keep on going, no one's gonna see it. So resting and knowing, like, resting from a true place of, like, it's gonna be all right, then you can come back to your plan, see what's going on. Am I doing it for the audience or doing it for the people? Because if you're doing it for external validation in any form, even when you, like, let's say education, it's gonna never be satisfactory, because when you try to please everyone, you please no one. That's what my granny said. Oma, R.I.P. girl. So it goes back to what I was saying earlier of, like, the creation is the joy. So it's just that mindset of, like, it's gonna find you. It's gonna, like,
when I just keep,
it's not, yeah, when I keep going, but, like, that rest period,
rest
to see,
reflect,
maybe
you're putting water, but you're putting too much water,
you understand,
or you're putting the wrong type of fertilizer.
Communicate with your people in that rest period, be like, guys, you see what I'm doing, where can I improve? Because they also know your potential as much as, you know, you're like, you know your own potential. Like, they might even know a bit more. They can be like, oh, yeah, like my friends, like, there's a time when things went popping, but they're like, but you're not really speaking. Like, how booey? Like, you're speaking, but how booey, like, your actual mind? How booey, like, voila, just to fill the noise or to show that you're confident and stuff, but, like, you're not actually confident in the things you're saying, you know? Like, yeah, man, that's it. Yeah, man. Yo, but this is why a support system is so important, right? Because then you know that it's from a place of love. So, like, rest, and in that rest season, like, really, like, I'm not saying rest or robella the whole day. No, that's not possible, because anxiety, like, inaction breeds anxiety. I mean, like, rest in a way that is like, you're not,
maybe take a break from this,
so obsessed with this thing.
Then point to something else. Yeah. Point to relationship. Yes. Point to yourself.
Yes.
Point to other ventures.
Yes. Kizu. And then it all comes back. Because you're going to go back to that thing. Because kia how? Your name's not going to leave. Like, it's not going to go.
Yeah. Okay. That wraps it up for planting seeds.
Replantile. I hope I planted some sense.
No, you did plant some sense. It was really nice having you on this couch.
Thank you for having
me. Where can we find you if you want to hear what you have to say?
You can find me on Instagram, Kioradile Menwe. And on TikTok is Kio Menwe. And maybe YouTube, maybe I might come back, Kioradile Menwe. You never know.
You never know. Is it there, your YouTube?
It is there. I didn't delete it. Oh.
Go and find it. Hey, just subscribe, turn post notifications just to make sure, you know, if she comes back, you're the first to know.
I make a joke, Nyana, here and there.
She is really funny, guys.
It's lively, it's nice, there for my community. So can't wait to have you.
Yeah. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Please tell me, what seeds are you planting? What seeds do you wish you could plant? What seeds do you regret planting? What do you want to weed out? What are you afraid of? What are you pouring into and it's not growing?
Ish.
Let's talk about it in our special community. Don't forget to subscribe to channel memberships. Don't forget to support us in all our other platforms. Like, share, and subscribe. See you on the next episode of Thought Digest.